Richie, what? I gotta be honest. You've been very distracted this morning, and it's kind of bugging me. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to get into what we're about to talk about, and you're spacing out.
What's... I know. I can't concentrate. Little argument going on at home.
Oh.
Maybe I could...
I hear you there.
I could use some advice.
All right.
From you guys, because I do trust what you say. About 50% of the time. It's almost like my own daily dilemma.
I feel bad. I didn't even notice. Yeah, it's like I'm in my own little world. All right, so what's going on?
I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Whenever my wife gets into my car, okay, and I always use this basically the same car to get to work all the time, she always complains that it smells like fruit or something, and it drives me insane. She's always saying, "What is that smell? It smells like fruit."
Now you don't smell this fruit smell
I
that
have
she says she smells?
Never smelled it. I get in the car independently.
So you're thinking she's crazy.
I have thought she's absolutely nuts. But the one thing I could think of is that I do like to chew gum. And like if we go on a trip, sometimes I'll pop a piece of gum in my mouth. Right. And she'll go, take that thing out of your mouth. It's disgusting.
Really?
I wish that people would get in my car and say it smells like fruit.
Right.
Instead of what it normally smells like.
So one day I go in there and I go, what is this possibly? Oh, I know what it is. It's the air freshener. You know, the thing that hangs from the rearview mirror. So I said to her, you must be smelling the air freshener. I'll take the air freshener out. But then I smelled it again. I said, it can't be that. And we go on and on with this every time
and
she
again,
gets
you have no idea what she's talking about.
I have absolutely no clue what she's talking about. And I've tried and tried to smell it on my own. Nothing. So about two nights ago, I'm looking for golf balls. I can't find any golf balls in the house. I'm thinking, maybe there's some in the trunk. And I have a little Toyota here. So I open up the trunk and I'm reaching into the back of the trunk to see if I could find it, going all over the place looking for golf balls. And I find this bag from a local grocery store. I'll say Price Chopper. It's a Price Chopper bag. We always go there, right? I got all the stuff. So I reach in there and I'm reaching in and I get this bag, like the tip of the bag is way, way in there. And I pull it out and I open it up and there's this black, moldy, mushy, disgusting, I nearly passed out, cantaloupe. That hadn't been left in there since maybe the early 20s. I'm not sure.
How long was it in there?
I mean, it had to be a year.
I mean, a year? Because you've been arguing with her for a year at least.
So my question is, and like an idiot, I'm bringing this up on the air now.
Who couldn't smell it?
I never smelled it. It was under the driver's seat.
A lot of times you get used to something. You know, you don't know.
Right.
Like I know I have a dog. I have two cats. I'm sure when people walk in my house, they go, Ooh, they got pets. Yeah. But I don't smell it anymore.
Right.
What a
now I think she's still
they
sleeping.
Have moldy cantaloupe. It's never.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever.
I mean, it was like decomposing.
Right.
Literally decomposing.
What did she say when you told her?
Less fruity after a while.
Well, this is my dilemma. I haven't actually told her.
You haven't told her?
Should I actually come clean with this? You know, it's so embarrassing.
No, I know what he's saying. I know. It's tough.
It's pride.
I wouldn't tell her.
Tough to tell her she was right all this time.
She's been right for a year.
Matter of fact, what I do is I take that cantaloupe, I put it in her car. And I do the same thing to her for a year. You know, I couldn't smell it in my car, but I smelled your car. You sure it isn't you this whole time it smells?
You got to hide a new one. A fresh one.
A fresh one and wait.
And just put it under her driver's seat and just wait for you. And every time you go in her car, go, I'm smelling fruit in your car.
Right. Are you sure it hasn't been you this whole time?
I don't know if I can bring myself to say you've been right.
Or,
no.
Or maybe put it in her purse or something. Yeah. So you see, every time you got in my car, it was you.
No, you can't tell her that. No.
No. No.
No.
Unless we bring it out to the listeners, but I don't
know. You never deny.
Exactly.
Richie, that's disgusting.
That is the most disgusting. I could not even breathe.
How do you lose track of one single cantaloupe?
Well, you know how you have like 15 bags and something falls out.
But for a year?
It had to be.
You didn't go to make yourself a snack the next day and go, where the cantaloupe? I know I bought a cantaloupe.
I just wonder if anybody else has had this dilemma where you... You know.
Well, is the dilemma, you mean to whether or not to tell the wife she was right?
Yes.
Or a dilemma of you had something somewhere so long that it was decomposing.
Well, either one.
Wow. Jeez.
Maybe she put it there. Maybe this is a prank from Dory.
To test me to see if I'm actually
paying attention.
Yeah. She knows I never pay attention.
That is very devious and wrong.
We're going to go with that, though. That way
I bet you that's probably what it was.
Yeah, exactly.